Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, one of the perennial problems that we have as Barbecue Bob and I get around and do some parties for some of our friends, and we get in catering gig once in a while. We're really not caterers, but because we do a little barbecue every now and then, we'll go help some people out. And one of the challenges that we always have, Bob, is we've got to get food done ahead of time, because when we're feeding the masses, large groups of people, we don't have the opportunity to go there and cook it on site. When it's barbecue, it's 12, 14 hours at a time. We're not going to the gig the day before. So we got to cook this stuff off and then figure out how to keep it warm, and when we're ready to go serve it, you know, sometimes 2, 3, 4 hours away, yep. Especially in the fall when we're doing tailgates. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are Coleman owes us some royalty monies because we promote the five-day cooler so much. But once again, we're going to go back to that five-day cooler, and we're going to put our warm items in there. You asked me in another show maybe last week or for show prep how long you can keep food ready and warm and safe for a gig. If you're above the danger zone, if you're keeping that food above 145 to 150, you can literally sustain that temperature of like 180. Like if you pull your butts at 195, after 10 hours in a five-day cooler, they're still going to be at 190, 188. So they're going to be incredibly warm. You can, if you have to throw a quilt over it or something to keep it a little extra warm, you've got a good day in a five-day cooler where your food will be way above 175. So it's incredible how long you can store food in those things. So if you're talking about going somewhere and doing some butts early and then doing something else before you go, you might have a 12 to 15-hour period of time where you'll have to keep some butts or, you know, chicken or whatever it is. Just make sure you're up to temp and you're above 160, 165 on chicken. But if you're up in the real high temps, it'll just keep it really safe for an extended period of time. And it keeps the hydration in there. A good cooler that with a good snap lid, and the 5 days by Coleman are great.
And they're not expensive.
No.
I mean, they come in variety of sizes.
$50.
Yeah, and the other tip that I would say is the same one you use when you're smoking is if you ain't looking, you're not cooking if you're looking. You got to get that meat in there and leave the lid shut.
Yes.
Don't pick it up.
Don't let people play with it.
Don't let people play with it. Snap that lid shut and open it for the first time when you get where you're going.
Yeah.
And all that heat will be kept in there.
It's still going to burn your hands. You're going to have some pulling gloves on. Because
yep.
It's going to be incredibly hot. After 12 hours, you're going to pull a butt or a brisket out, and you're not going to be able to handle it. It's going to be so stinking hot. And do not pull that butt until you get to where you're going to eat it, because all that moisture will be trapped in the thing. It's all intact. Again, you got a beautiful presentation. You open, you pull the foil off that thing, and the seagulls start flying around you. The coyotes are circling you, and you've got a gorgeous hunk of protein in front of you, which most of you are used to.
Right, and that makes it the visually appetizing as well as the flavor.
That's right.
Is when you can open that up in front of people, that heat has been compacted in there, and it won't hurt it if that pork butt, if we're talking about that, stays at 180, 185 for 10 or 12 hours. You're not doing anything bad to it whatsoever.
No.
You're just preserving it. It's when you bring it down to temperature and bring it back up and down and up, that's when it starts to break down.
You don't want it to get below 145 and start building any bacteria up.
But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Make sure you get out in your backyard, fire up a grill smoker, even that deep fryer, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we appreciate you tuning in.